That's low. Hopefully this thing is working. Why does it look... Oh, no, it's good. Okay! Oh, except when I yell. So I have to put the mic way back. Okay, I hope the setting is where I want it. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Amira Show on the go. I'm here with my co-host today, Anthony. Say hi.
What's up, show? Time for the show on the go. You already know. Time to flow. Open up the door. Are we on the way to the store? I mean, what are we doing?
I just want to see you go. Keep going. We are on the way to, what's it called? Bucky's? Well, not for real. So Anthony and I are actually... I keep messing with the music, my bad. So Anthony and I were actually on the way to Texas right now to San Antonio. Well, right. We're here in Texas now. We made it to Texas. But we're heading to San Antonio, the final destination, to go see my daddy. It's his birthday tomorrow, and I haven't seen him in a while, so we finna go pop the fuck up. So don't say anything, because it's a surprise. Tattletale. Anyways, how do I turn this down? I turned the mic volume down. Hopefully you heard everything I said, and it just is what it is. Hold on, let me turn it up more. Okay, hopefully that works. So, I don't have anything specific to talk about. I was sitting in the car for the longest, looking at Anthony, like, what the fuck can I talk about right now?
And I was like, what do you see?
I went through my pages and was like, is there anything relevant going on here? I could talk about Trump, but I don't want to talk about that shit. I'm pretty sure everyone else is talking about that. I don't want to talk about that lame-ass versus that we saw Tuesday. 2 miles? Oh, my God. We're going to be at Bucky's in 2 miles, y'all. Let me tell y'all about Bucky's real quick. Because Bucky's actually falls in line with what it is that we're talking about tonight. So, Bucky's is this dope-ass, big-ass gas station. And I'm talking huge. Like, I don't know how to explain. I'm probably just going to take a video and place it on social media, something, so y'all can see and have something to reference. Because everything is big in Texas, as you already know. Like, I'm
But this gas station.
It's huge as hell. So that's our topic tonight. Gas stations. For the sake of traveling, this can be considered a buffer episode. Like, you know how, them fillers. Like, you know how Dragon Ball Z, they fight for, like, six episodes straight.
Right.
And then, like, Naruto. Oh, it'll be some random shit for, like, a whole season. Like,
oh, then that shit's terrible. They will literally, like, just not do anything but just be friends.
Just
fuck around. Some of those are cool, but, like, not a whole season of that shit.
So, don't worry. It's not going to be a whole season.
Are you sure?
No, yeah, I'm sure. It's just one episode. Oh, shit, y'all. We get into the light. Yeah. I'm using my phone right now. Damn. Well, can I? Hold on. I'm about to see if I can put on a video. I keep messing with this volume. I need to stop because I'm loud. Okay, let me see if I can also... Wait, no. I can't pull up a video and do this shit because the video requires sound. All right, don't worry, y'all. I'm going to get you y'all's video. You're just not going to get it of us rolling up to the spot like we're doing right now. You can get it as we drive away. Yeah, I'll take it as we drive away. Damn, it looks like its own Walmart, if that makes sense. Like, it's its own Walmart.
You know it's a high school, too.
What?
Football
game. Oh, shit. And oh, ATVs. This is great, y'all. Okay, so I'm about to put this shit on pause because we about to come in here and I gotta take videos and shit like that. And because I'm like, y'all probably like, well, these bitches is serious. It's not that big a deal. It's just a gas station. It is a big deal. This a big gas station. It's huge. There's over 30 pumps. There's over 30 gas pumps. Maybe it's more than that.
It used to be on the signs on the way here how many pumps it was.
You can fit all the cars on the highway in one spot, in one situation. It's whatever. They'll know as soon as we come back out. Okay, I'm pausing this bitch. We'll be right back out. But once I, like, unpause it, it's going to be like, we're going to pick up right back with 43? We're on pump 43 right now. That means there's 50 of these. So, this is not a game. Oh, there we go. I don't know what just happened. All I know is we turned the car on and my music was bumping and we lost my microphone for a second. So we just got back from going inside Bucky's and we took videos. So you'll know what's up. I hated taking videos though because it makes us look like tourists. And we've been to Bucky's bazillions of times. So, not a tourist. But for those who don't ever have the pleasure of making it out here, we got to make it known what's out here. This is like a gym. It's like a gym. We got Anthony on the gas pump.
The pump one and two. Actually, pump 43.
Wrong pump. Oh. So, yeah, on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Oh, I got it. So, Anthony put the gas in the tank and we off $6 and some cents, y'all. That's what I call topping it off. I don't know what y'all call it. There we go. Okay, we're back. I keep pausing to do shit, and now I'm back. So, like I said, the topic for tonight, in lieu of us driving, should have got that sign, damn. Gas stations. So, Anthony, name all the gas stations you can think of off the top of your head.
Bucky's.
Bucky's doesn't count. Next.
To my Walmart gas station. All right. Walmart gas station, Kroger gas station, Exxon, TAQT, BP, Shell, Texaco, Luda, as Luda would say. Got Valero, Pilot, Loves. Yeah, I don't know. What you got, Amir?
Sinclair. did you already say Valero?
Yeah, I just did like
Marathon.
No, didn't say that.
Racetrack. Hux. Yup, Hux. That's kind of all I can think of too.
I got like the four. I know there's like one more. I'm trying to think. Is Chevron a gas station?
Yeah, it is. Did you say Chevron?
No, I didn't.
Oh, shit. Chevron. And that's like a known one. Did you say BP already?
I said BP. I was like, Tom. I was like, Shell. The one thing I didn't get that you said was Marathon that I should have had, but yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Gas stations, y'all. So, we travel so much, so it's embarrassing how many gas stations we know of. And there's probably more because, you know, there's always those locals and shit. Huh?
Forgot about Wawa.
What the fuck is Wawa?
Gas station. I remember up in like Maryland and shit.
What?
It's just WAWA is red. And it's a gas station. Pretty. It's a bunch of them up. They know.
They know. That's a different one. I ain't heard of that shit yet.
I first seen Exxon's where I seen Wawa's. They was like a bunch of them like together up there. Cause like, so you know, Exxon's like where I live at, but like once we started traveling up northeast, I started seeing Exxon's and it was like Wawa. I'm like, what is Wawa?
We finna hit up the Wawa real quick. I'll be real ratchet with it. The Wawa. Speaking of ratchet, what is the ratchetest gas station of all the ones that you have mentioned? Go.
Look, it depends on what it depends on what the little convenience store is called in the gas station. So it could be a Shell, but if it's like a Firestar, whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
A Firestar. First Star.
Is that what it's called?
That sounds like a hotel.
First Star.
Something. Sounds like a facility that you would not find at the gas station.
You know, like Circles and Shells. Like, those aren't ratchet, but I'm saying, like, you know, some Shells got the little ratchet mom and pop shit attached to it. Like, Dino's.
I feel that. So.
I think Dino's is a BP, too, or something. I don't know.
It's a BP?
Don't remember, but yeah.
God damn.
They got the nerve to be a BP.
So, I would say. I think there are nice versions of gas stations, but for some, there's just not any nice versions.
Oh, okay.
And I honestly think.
Without them niggas.
The Valero people? That's not true, because the one they opened up down the street from you is nice. Nice.
I was about to say, they're not ratchet, but the ones you see out in the boonies be a little sketch. So.
That is true, yeah.
They're more sketched than ratchet that you wouldn't go. But you talking about ratchet, I don't know. Let me think. I've seen some marathons that be a little hood.
I make your car ratchet, put that shit in there. I think Sinclair has been the most ratchet I've seen. Okay, not even like country ratchet, because that's where they are, kind of like on the outskirts of the States. Well, maybe more outskirts of the West. I don't think I've seen any East. And if I did actually see a Sinclair building or something of some sorts, right down the street from Elwood.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In Louisville. So.
I got another one. Forgot about out west, Arco and them.
Oh, how can we forget? Those was our homies. Arco, man. Gas out in California, y'all, is just. Hot ass mess. They want everyone to be in electric cars, so because of that, they punish you and they punish your wallet whenever you need to fill up your tank. When I first was down there in my truck, it was like $60, almost $70 a pop. Right. Like, bad. It wasn't until I got Hero, my current car, where like the bill was literally bill. That's right. The bill was cut in half. And Arco was our people's who we went to, because they always just was a cheaper option. But shout out to Chevron, because Chevron, that gas right there, did my car right. But then I also learned, per Anthony, that it's not like I was driving any distance. Like, the tank would last me a good 2 weeks, but I realized I wasn't even, like, driving anywhere. Because
because we were worried. It just took a while to get there, but it was, like, only 8 miles.
Right, you were just stuck in traffic. And, yeah, you were just trying to go 8 miles down the street. That was pretty bad. That was pretty damn bad.
I don't know, like, shit do be 30 miles away sometimes, but not.
Right. I think the best gas station of all is Quick Trip.
From what I've seen, you right, because I ain't never seen a bad one of those for real.
You know, right,
the other ones range, but like those are pretty nice.
All the Quick Trips is lit. They are beautiful. They always got the hot dogs ready. We went there any time of the night when I was drunk living in Atlanta, and get me a hot dog. Not the smartest decision, but they always was ready. And the staff was nice. I always liked the staff. I enjoy the staff. I thought Racetrack was nice. Until Chanel said they had shitty slushies. So they went down on my list. I don't even drink slushies, but because Chanel values slushies.
No, you can't go there because of those slushies.
Right. So, I mean, Racetrack was up there with them.
And that's your people, so you can't, like.
If it weren't for that, they would be pretty nice. I think Racetracks are really nice in Atlanta because, like, their corporate is out there, maybe. Really? Okay. Kind of like how Waffle House is out there, extra nice.
I've heard about that shit. I ain't been to one down there, but I've, like, seen it. And I'm like, yeah, they better be nice where they're supposed to be at.
Yeah, they're real pretty. Like, geez. We just passed a sign of another gas station, Murphy, USA.
Yo, I remember them too. Okay. There was like two more from Cali that I remember, but I don't like remember them, but I know the color scheme. They're like red and black, and then the other one's like just green. But I don't
know. Damn. I don't remember either. I just put my nigga Arco. I'm yawning on the mic. It is currently 1:31 Eastern time and 12:33. Where are we at? Central? It's a central time. So if you are up this early, I'm not broadcasting live, so I guess it don't matter. But if you're up this early, oh, it is Friday. Wait, no, everything's closed. So you better be home. Shit. If you could own a chain, not own a chain, but you know how like people. Yeah. Hold on. Did you mention Speedway? Damn, we're dumb.
That's the closest one to me and shit.
Oh, man.
You ain't for granted.
I know. Now when we go back, all the speedways is going to be fucked up because they don't fuck with us anymore. How can we forget?
Hey, some speedways be ratchet, too. They be the ones that be, like, up and down, but most, like, yeah.
You're right. I have seen Speedway by a variety of situations.
We didn't say no damn Thorntons.
Oh, shit. We didn't say Thorntons. We're stupid. No, you should have said Thorntons.
I should have said Thorntons.
Yeah, Thorntons is native to you. Where did Thorntons come? Where did Thorntons start?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
I've only seen a Thorntons in Louisville, like Rapid, yeah. But I think I also seen a Thorntons outside of Louisville. But that's it. But nowhere outside of Kentucky.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I don't recall that shit neither.
So maybe it's safe to say that it's Kentucky bound.
Yeah, something like that.
Which is cool. I'm told we need to try their coffee from there, or at least I do, because I don't drink coffee. Because they supposedly have the best gas station coffee.
It's just kind of good, y'all. I used to go when I was working on the ambulance. We get free coffee.
So you would agree that Thorns has the best gas station coffee?
Yeah, I never had nobody else's because it wasn't free. But
that's not true. We just had
It wasn't bad. The Pilot, or what was it? The Loves.
It was the Loves. Yeah. It was alright. It's not like we had a straight to really know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was great.
Two creams and hella sugar.
It seemed a little watered down.
Watered down?
Initially. Like the coffee itself. Like the creams and sugar was great. It made it taste good. But
how you water down coffee out the pot?
The pot, it was a weak brew, basically. Oh. It could have been stronger.
Listen to Anthony. It was weak. He said it was weak. Sorry for the weak brew.
It needs to be bold,
but it needs to be bold as fuck is what Anthony said. I feel it. I like that. I like that a lot.
Nice,
I actually do like when I was drinking dark coffee before I was like, ew. Well, I've always been like, ew. But then I tried it, and I was like, nah, I'll just stick with tea.
Thing. I was like, I drink it black, but it's like, it's not my favorite thing.
Right. You know what I mean? I would just do black also, dark roast. That's it. Anything medium or blonde, I was like, ew. Kind of like IPAs and lagers. Ew. So I think I just like everything dark. Chocolate, stouts, black clothing, everything dark. I do like the sun out, so I mean, there's a little contrast there, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
So, if there was a chain of gas stations that you would run, or, you know, you put in the submission of, I want a store or a franchise, I guess, which chain would it be?
Which chain would it
be? Which gas station brand would it be? Brand, company, whatever.
Yeah. Probably, just because I know they all right. Nah, I'll either fuck with Buc-ee's, like I said, or give me a BP or a Shell, just to keep it safe.
A BP or to keep it safe?
But the thing is, even though I'll have that brand, the convenience store is going to be lit as fuck, so it'll be on some other shit.
I feel you. I need a gas station that has liquor store in it.
Yeah. So I would definitely hook that up. Go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah, I need the liquor store. And something to eat, shit. But, like, something that I'm not going to be tired of all the time.
Okay.
Wait. I would do a Smoothie King.
Whoa. Yeah. Has anybody done that?
So, build your dream gas station. Go.
No. You can't. Okay, fuck it. Froyo smoothies, nigga. Fucking sushi in that bitch. Nah, I don't know. It sounds like gas station.
Gas station sushi?
Even though mine will be flame, it doesn't sound appealing. Just so I'm extra sushi. But we gonna have okay. Look, check this out. It's gonna be, even though it's like basic as hell, it's gonna be good. It's just gonna be snack bar food. So like bowling alley shit. But it's gonna have that same quality. So it's gonna
that's
be
cute.
We got chicken strips, the fries. You know what I'm saying? The pizza. We ain't gonna do pizza. I mean, them shits be sitting.
Pizza's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So we gonna have, you know that shit. No, look, catfish nuggets, of course.
Yes, gotta get the
catfish nuggets. Hot dogs is gonna be flame.
Whoever made the catfish nuggets, whoever makes them at Dino's, that's who gotta make the catfish nuggets.
President Bush Turnpike. Okay. Huh. We just passed up President George Bush Turnpike.
I wonder if we can steal that sign and do something with it. My music cut off. So, I'm going to build my favorite game. My dream gas station. So, first of all, huge ass bathrooms. Right. Yeah, you took a pause. You were distracted, so I stole the mic. Huge ass bathrooms. With many stalls. I just like bathrooms. Glow in the dark.
Oh, that situation. Yeah.
That's real dramatic. I don't even know.
Make your pee glow and shit. Okay.
And then I want massage chairs. And then, like I already said, the liquor stove. Fuck a liquor stove. Massage. No. So I want like.
Tasting bar.
Yes, I want a bar. Or something, some type of bottled up liquor, kind of like how that gas station is over in Vegas.
Yeah, with the city light shine.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was that moonshine shit, y'all. I wish I remember what gas station it was.
It was just on the way. I would remember it if we like drove through, because it's like when you come from LA to go to Vegas, it's the most brightest shit over there. So you just pull off and get that.
Wait, was it the biggest Chevron ever?
Oh, it's possible, actually.
I think that was it.
It reminded me of, like, you know, the inside of the fucking Bucky's, how big it was in there. So, right. It might have been it.
So, yeah, over in Vegas. This is so sad. Why are we this acquainted with gas stations? But anyways.
This gas station.
In Vegas, we went to, we got the blue one, which was called whatever. But in Vegas, they have the biggest Chevron in the country. And it is big as fuck. And you just have to question, like, are these big ass gas stations necessary? The answer is yes. Yes, it is. Again, building the dream gas station. So, first of all, it needs to be as big as that, like a big ass facility, kind of like Bucky's or like that shit. What I say, massage chairs. I want, like, maybe not a bar, because I don't want people to come and, like, turn the fuck up. So, yeah, bottled liquor that they have to purchase. So, it's not necessarily a liquor store connected, but it's available for you. There's, like, a counter of liquor. Yeah, there we go. I be seeing the little candy sections. I actually don't like those. I don't like the candy sections. So, I don't want no candy section. I definitely want food. Like, duh.
Breakfast.
Like, Anthony's going to have bar food. Yeah, I'm going to have breakfast all day. Breakfast and brunch. That's it.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty nice.
No matter the time of day.
Those who not know, just wrap sandwiches. Like,
not no croissant, which, from, well, I like those, actually.
But you can have your own.
You can have your own. I don't want no mascot.
No mascot?
No.
Okay.
I don't want a mascot. But I'll take, did I already see an aquarium? I want like a wall high aquarium. I'll take a game room. So you know how like they'll have like those movie theater areas for people to relax and shit?
Yeah.
We can have that, but for gaming.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the lounge shit. And I want showers because I want truck people to like make their little pit stops.
And make money off them if that's what you're trying to do.
Exactly. I kind of want a boom boom room too, like a couple boom boom rooms.
I was going to say.
Help out my prostitutes out here, you feel me? Right. Help them out, you know what I'm saying?
Put them around the back or around front,
whatever you want. Right. Well, I don't want to like hide them, but I know a lot of people.
It wouldn't be hiding, it would just be its own thing. with lights and shit. Like, it would be cool.
Entry through the back.
That's the joke. So, it's perfect the way you said that.
I guess we do want a little privacy. Because it'll be that one night that the trucker is, you know, like, that pissed off with his marriage. And lo and behold, her family member at the same gas station because she needed a bottle of moonshine. That's fate. And so we don't want that fate to happen.
So that's why we have to.
So yeah, we're going to have boom boom rooms in the back. I'm starting to think, why don't gas stations, so I know they're supposed to be like, I mean, not family friendly, but like, yeah, like, you know, these people are out here.
Not all the truck stops is going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, they should at least have some of them shit.
First of all, the truckers are tired, so I don't think they need to always have to travel. Like, be like, I need to keep traveling until I get, like, passing up plenty of gas stations just so they can get to the one that they know of that has the sex workers. You feel me? So, this is stupid. It's just not a reality for these companies. But in my utopia, it would be very nice if there was some type of collaboration with, I don't know, sex workers and gas stations.
I mean, what they have to do is just have them own them bitches. They just have to take over gas stations and just make that a thing.
I guess so. You know what I mean? Like, and then with that, they probably become, they're taking over, so that's a crime.
Like, that's what they do now. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's life.
Hopefully in the years to come, they either take over or they actually employ them. They employ them and they create these safe spaces, these safe boom boom rooms for these people to go do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because the places that the sex workers will go to, you know, they're dangerous. No one's watching them. Anything could happen. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no type of supervision for real. I'm not saying they need it, but it would be nice, you know what I'm saying, to work with some type of security. You know what I'm saying? Will that ever happen, Amira? Probably not in my lifetime, but
just shit might happen.
Right, that's my dream gas station. Boom boom rooms.
Alright, so which gas station is ideal to have sex at?
So the best gas station. See, the best gas station, and I think this is across the board, is the one that's poorly lit. Or they're the ones that have the large parking lots where you can go to the other end of the parking lot, which that area is usually poorly lit also.
The other part to it is, which one would you go indoors to do it?
A Quick Trip.
Yeah, right. The best clean one.
Because you have to think of how fucking dirty these dirty ass bathrooms are. Even the nicest gas stations. Yeah, I'm the dirtiest, not the dirtiest bathrooms, but they bathrooms are still dirty. Quick Trip, never been to Quick Trip where their bathrooms is dirty ever in my life, and that's 27 years of life, and probably I can only vouch for like I don't know, 10 of those years, I don't know. I'm traveling and shit. I would say Quick Trip.
It works for me. We're good.
Where is the worst? What's the worst? Nah, let's not do worst. Yeah, because I don't want to make nobody feel bad who already had sex at those places. And like, damn, Amir, you ain't shit. And I'm like, damn, you right. I'm sorry.
I guess.
They probably knew.
Hail to the no. Well, I'm done with gas station talk.
I'm pretty fulfilled.
I am satisfied with how much we can talk about fucking gas stations.
You should bring this to someone else and annoy them somehow.
I know. I'm going to make a gas station quiz. So you need to... So basically, y'all, listen to this episode about gas stations. I'm going to make a quiz. And you need to, of course, get all the questions correct on the quiz. Your study guide, again, is this conversation. No opinions. Only our opinions matter, okay? That's how this is going to work. I'm really proud of myself right now. Anyways, thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank y'all for real. Y'all real.
Wanted to give y'all a filler episode. So in lieu of us being on the road, we got the Amir Show on the go. I haven't done an Amir Show on the go episode since California, actually.
This is true. Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe I could say since I went to a Rugby wedding.
You sure did. So
yeah, I did broadcast out of there, but it wasn't the best broadcast. It was weird.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't even know if it's available for y'all to listen to. Probably not.
If it's real.
Probably removed it. It's fine. So yeah, thank y'all again for tuning in to our filler episode. I don't know. Email me or some shit. When I post the video on Instagram, comment. What's your favorite gas station? What's your like hated gas station? What's your gas station nightmare story? Oh, that's a good one. Do you have a nightmare gas station story?
Let me think. I don't think so, but
I don't either. And this car don't got no regard for us. That's fine. I know. That was fucking crazy. Good thing Anthony's attentive to the road. You feel me? I don't have a nightmare gas station story, but I did when I was moving. Traveling with the cats, we would have, when I have a potty break, you know, they would have potty breaks. So I would bring them in and the litter box. It was a weird little transition, but I would bring them and the litter box into the bathroom and just let them do their thing. Sometimes I did. Yeah, sometimes I did. It was better when the bathroom had no stalls and it was just a one-time, like a one-person bathroom. Or I'll bring them in there if I'm trying to, like, give them some water. It'll be a cute little break.
I remember we went in there at one time, yeah.
I had to do it without you, was. That was a little gut-wrenching. Yeah, and I was like, God damn it. This is what it feels like to be a single parent. Shit. Gotta do everything myself. That sounded bratty. Listen, y'all, I'm a cat mom. This is real out here. I mean, I know people got human children, but have you tried a cat? Two of them? One that just won't ever leave you alone. Damn. That's how my mom feels about me, probably, to this day. I'm a cat.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, send me your gas station nightmare stories. With that being said, please follow me at the one Amir Show because it's the only one that matters. One more time for the people in the bike at the one Amir Show because it is the only one that matters. You can also find more content soon. The same content has been on the episode or on my website, except for like YouTube stuff, like YouTube videos, which the YouTube video or the video visual for our last episode will be up soon. I honestly forgot about it. So I'm going to have to handle that shit. So y'all stay tuned for that. Of course, I'll post a snippet on Instagram. Anthony. Oh, the website, www.theamirshow.com. You can check that shit out. Anthony, where can everyone follow you at or find you?
In the trap. But what? You can find me online. Listen online at Instagram. I don't know, I guess. INO_IGUESS. Yes.
Yes, I guess. I had to take the mic away before he started trying to go in and shit. Hit them bars one time for the one time. Hell no. So yeah. Thank y'all again for tuning in. I really appreciate y'all. I hope you enjoyed this filler episode. With that being said, I'm going to say, come here, Anthony. You gotta stay with me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.